You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, the 1st of June, 2022. I'm Joe Vicnicki. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Joined online today by Senior Service Hydrologist Aaron Jacobs. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Let's start off with the month of May. Look back at what we just got done with, maybe some temperature and precipitation data that you looked at for this area.
As people may have noticed over the last couple of weeks, we've been fairly dry for the most part. And overall, the month of May for the Petersburg area did come in as the ninth driest on record. 2.4 inches of rain, precipitation fell, and normal is about 5.86. So that's only about like 41% of what we typically get. So less than half of what we typically get. Now, temperature-wise, we were a little bit cooler to start off the month, but it kind of rebounded in the last couple weeks. But overall, the month still came out on the average temperature, still came up below normal for about almost a degree. It was about 0.7 degrees below normal for the month on the average temperature. But on the high temperatures, we were above normal by a degree. So even though it was cooler overall, the high temperatures were above normal, but the average low temperatures were fairly chilly. It was almost 2.5 degrees below normal for our low temperatures.
Okay. How about snowpack? This last week or so with these warm temperatures, it seems like things are melting fast, but there's still a lot of snow up there.
Yeah, things are starting to ripen. The snowpack is starting to melt more and release some of that stored up water supply into our rivers and streams. But there's still a fair amount still up there for this time of year. And there's about 125, 150% of normal. So almost about 50% more than what we typically see on June 1st. So it was still pretty exceptional above normal snowpack for this year, which is good going into the summer, especially for this dry period to put water back into our reservoirs and also have some water in our streams for our fishes.
Well, it certainly has been nice. What has created this beautiful weather in southeast the last week or so here?
Well, it seems like the upper level pattern has been giving us more offshore flows, more flow from the east and northeast comparative to the west and southwest. We can maybe see in like October or September timeframe. So that offshore flow has given us clear skies, warm temperatures, and it's been fairly nice after a fairly wet start to the year.
It doesn't look like it's going to last into the weekend, though.
Well, it looks like we will have it through mid to late week, and then there is a cooling down. Looks like we'll have a showers or a little cold front kind of push through late in the week, and this cold front is just going to drop some temperatures down, bring in some precipitation, but may not be the change in the pattern. It's more of a wet pattern, excuse me. So we'll see what happens, but definitely some cooler temperatures are on the way towards later in the week.
Okay. Any significant winds in the forecast?
Only significant winds will be around the heating of the land compared to the water. So you might get some thermally or sun-induced winds in the afternoons over the marine waters or sea breezes. But the sea breezes on land may be very welcome from the heat. We are definitely going to be seeing some near record temperatures through the next couple of days around the region.